A career military officer is offered the Hanesboro manager position, and the state and Skagway are at odds over the ownership of a new ferry float in the works. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Hanesboro Assembly on Tuesday voted unanimously to offer the job of borough manager to David Sosa of North Carolina. Interim manager Julie Causey said she emailed Sosa Tuesday night with the Assembly's decision, and he acknowledged the offer. The Assembly asked that Sosa accept or decline the offer by December 31st. If he accepts, Causey is authorized to begin negotiating his employment contract. The meeting Tuesday started with the Assembly hearing responses from references for Sosa. All of the references were positive and emphasized Sosa's skills and personal character. Then the Assembly moved into executive session. When they returned to public session, a motion to offer Sosa the job was made, seconded, and unanimously approved without any discussion in public from the Assembly about their decision. On Wednesday, some Assembly members responded to questions about their decision. Mayor Stephanie Scott, who did not vote on the motion but supports the move to hire Sosa, said he has an impeccable record of managing the service of human needs in a style that seems to match the needs of the Hanesboro. Mayor Scott said the Assembly has chosen a man of, quote, character, integrity, and that we believe that his past experiences managing in the military context that bleed considerably into civilian life will transfer easily to the Hanes context. Assemblywoman Schnabel said she at first believed the borough needed a manager with municipal managing experience, but she said she believes Sosa has transferable skills.
I think Mr. Sosa has demonstrated adequately to me that in his life, I think it's 20-some years in the military, he's dealt with practically every kind of problem, I guess, that would come to us, with a very few exceptions. Like, I was thinking economic development for a community probably isn't something that he has a depth in. But problem solving, critical thinking, resourcefulness, and all the rest of that that comes to a job, I think he shines in that and will show and demonstrate to us that he's not only got the character, but he also has the experience and the skills that we're looking for. I have no reservation in asking him to be the manager of Hanesboro.
The borough originally received 20 applications for the borough manager position when the job was advertised in September. When the Assembly met to narrow the field, Sosa was not included in the Assembly's top three choices, but Assemblyman Jerry Lapp brought Sosa's name forward as a possible fourth candidate, and so the Assembly chose to interview four candidates by Skype in the first round of interviews. After that first interview, Sosa was discussed among the Assembly as a favorite. Lapp said he was impressed from the beginning by Sosa's resume and education.
Actually, when you start looking at it, the military's changed, and they interact with, you know, municipalities and other types of government all the time. So, I mean, if you really look at it, he's probably got a lot of municipality experience in a different way, but I think it could be very useful for us here.
After the Skype interviews, the Assembly approved bringing Sosa to Haines for an in-person interview and continued the process with reference checks. Sosa indicated early on if offered the position, he cannot start until April at the earliest. That is when he is set to officially retire from the Marine Corps. None of the Assembly members we spoke to said that was concerning enough to change their mind about offering him the job. Here's Lapp.
I think we're taken care of if he decides that he wants a position, that we could handle things until he could start in April.
The Assembly previously approved offering a manager candidate $80,000 to $100,000 in salary. They let Sosa know the salary range early on in the process, since it is lower than what he is currently making as an officer. Sosa is originally from Brooklyn, New York. He is currently serving as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. He's retiring early next year after a 20-year career that included deployments to Iraq and being awarded the Bronze Star Medal. He has a bachelor's degree in political science, a master's in military science studies, and a master's in public administration. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday, and up for discussion are items about the town's mission statement and open borough manager position, a proposed power tariff increase, the ferry float replacement project, and, of course, an executive session for ADA and White Pass lease negotiations. The resolution adopting a mission statement for the municipality came about so that it could be incorporated into the borough manager job description. The borough manager job description is also up for approval by the Assembly on Thursday. The description says the salary range is between $110,000 and $140,000. The timeline for the hiring process for a new Skagway manager outlines that the description will be distributed once approved, with hopes of closing the application period by mid-January. At that time, the Assembly will review letters of interest and resumes and narrow the field to 10. Applications will be distributed to those 10 and due by the end of January, with review by the Assembly to begin in early February. Background checks and phone or video interviews will follow with a narrowed field, and candidates will be chosen for in-person interviews by early March. As we mentioned in our last newscast, the Assembly on Thursday will also discuss Eagle Minerals' plans for a temporary facility at the ore terminal for Chuck Eaton's magnetite project. The Assembly will also discuss plans for the RV park property at 15th and State. The municipality recently bought the property from the Juneau Archdiocese. It's unclear what the Assembly wants to do with the property, especially in the short term, although it's been suggested keeping it as an RV park. And the Assembly will likely decide to formally comment to the Regulatory Commission on the 18% rate increase proposed by Alaska Power Company. Also on the agenda again is discussion of the state's plan to replace the ferry float in the Skagway Harbor. When the state began finalizing this project, the municipality and Assembly began discussing what that could mean for a more than 30-year-old agreement the state and Skagway have had regarding the float. The state plans to end that agreement. The municipality does not want it to end. The agreement started in 1978 when the state, and at the time the city of Skagway, agreed to share the cost of constructing the float. The state provided just over half the funding, the city just a little less than half. In exchange for the city's contribution, Skagway acquired the right to utilize the float. And it still does utilize it. In recent letters to the state, Mayor Mark Schaefer points out the municipal side of the float is used more often than the state side. It's used for small cruise ship dockings, large yachts that cannot access the small boat harbor, tug dockings, has a fueling station for Petro Marine Services, and occasionally for Alaska Marine Lines when the ore dock is not available. Jeremy Woodrow, spokesman with the Department of Transportation, says the current agreement with Skagway is the only one of its kind the state has or ever had with any local government. He says there are other docks used by the state that are city docks, but the agreements for usage by both parties is much different than the agreement struck with Skagway in 1978. And he says it will end with the removal of the current float.
It is a pretty long-standing MOA, but since the facility has run its course, the agreement has also run its course.
Woodrow says the agreement was necessary in 1978 when the state didn't have enough money to fund the entire terminal project on its own. It also made sense at that time to share the cost in space since there were less ferry operations.
At that time, the Marine Highway System had 3 mainliners a week that went into it, and so the dock, in its essence, really wasn't being used as much in 1978 as it is now, and as the Marine Highway System foresees it being used. And that's one of the reasons that the Marine Highway System does not intend to further the MOA with the municipality of Skagway.
But now, Woodrow says the state has all the funding it needs for the new $4.5 million project, so the state will solely own and operate the new float. But he said the state is willing to talk about other types of user agreements with float users or the municipality to still have some use of the dock.
Definitely some use of it, but not an MOA where they would have a shared use of it. Any use of the dock facility would be a usage agreement that would be determined by the state of Alaska.
The other sticking point on the issue is the tidelands. The state contends in letters to Skagway officials that it owns the tidelands at the terminal. Woodrow also stated that point, but the municipality isn't so sure. Assemblyman Gary Hansen at the last assembly meeting pointed out that the municipal's sewer outfall runs along the dock.
It never occurred to me all the years I was working down there that maybe the state did own those tidelands, but I'd like to check into that because I'm not so sure they do.
Woodrow admitted the tidelands issue will likely have to be handled by attorneys.
But from the state's perspective, the tidelands are owned by the state. So, but as you say, the municipality is contesting that, and so that will probably be hashed out as well.
The Assembly on Thursday will be drafting another letter to Captain John Falvey of the Alaska Marine Highway System, again expressing that it wants to continue with the agreement and offering to contribute funding to the project to retain part ownership. Mayor Mark Schaefer in the letter also proposes meeting with state officials in Juneau to discuss the issue. For a complete agenda and meeting packet, visit skagway.org. The Skagway Assembly meets at 7 p.m. Thursday in Assembly Chambers. There's a couple stories we didn't get to in this newscast, so tune in Thursday night when we'll tell you about a recent meeting about the restoration of the old tank farm site at Tanani Point near Haines, and elections that took place Tuesday for the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Board, which also happened to affect membership on the state's Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Council. And Thursday morning, don't forget to join us for Talk Around Town at 10 a.m. with host Deborah Schnabel. She'll be checking in with the Haines Snow Machining Club and have a conversation with Mike Ward about downtown retail. Can it be revitalized? Let's Talk Around Town Thursday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KHNS. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.